All right. So tonight, we're in our series, The House of Prayer. That's what Jesus called his house, the house of prayer. We're going to be in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. So I'll give you a minute to get there. We're going to go ahead and look at this scripture briefly, and then we're just going to have a time of prayer, because that's why we're here. We're here to pray. So if you have your Bibles and you can get there, I'm going to go ahead and start off, because it's important that we listen to the words of God and his scripture that he's speaking to us, and then we're going to pray, be able to pray with confidence, because that's what this is. We're going to pray with confidence, knowing that God is here with us. In Romans 8:31, it says this: "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charges against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." In verse 37, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." We are never beyond God's reach, no matter what we're going through. We're never outside of his love. We are always with him, or he is always with us. You know, there are moments in life when we feel like everything is stacked against us, don't we? We feel like these burdens and all these things are stacked against us, whether it's a sickness, a loss of a loved one, or just disappointment. What about fear? Or what about even the silence from God? When we don't hear him speak to us. When we feel like he's not working, but the truth is he is working all the time. In this chapter of Romans, it gives us a rich foundational truth that can't be shaken, and it can't be taken away from any of us. God is for you. He is for each and every one of us. And Paul doesn't say that life will always be easy, does he? Anybody ever feel like that? Life should just be sunshine and roses and unicorns and all that? That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says, in this world, you will have troubles. But take heart, because I have overcome them. You know, Paul lists all kinds of hardships and troubles, persecution, dangers, and even death. But he makes this bold declaration in verse 37. He says, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us." Our God loves us, each and every one of us. And the key is God's love. It's not fragile. And here's the best thing. God's love is not based on our performance or who we are or how good we are. God loves us regardless. Because, church, we know there's nothing good in us except for Jesus. That's the only thing that's good in us. And it's his love, and it's not limited by our circumstances. It's not lost when we fail, and it's not withdrawn when life gets hard. God's love is unbreakable, it's unchangeable, and most of all, it's unstoppable for each and every one of us. And tonight, as we enter this time of prayer, I want us to come with bold expectations. I want us to be bold in our prayers. We want to bring them to God. We want to align our hearts with the one who's already moving on our behalf. He's already moving. God is fighting for each and every one of us. His love is relentless, and his presence is here. And the Holy Spirit lives in each and every one of us. So I want us to come ready to have a fresh encounter with the Lord tonight through our prayers, trusting him deeper and deeper each and every day, and come alongside of what he's doing. To experience God is to join him where he's already working in your life. And church, if God didn't hold back his son, why would he hold back his healing, his wisdom, and his strength, and his grace now? He wouldn't. And then verse 38 says this: "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." We are never beyond his reach and never outside of his love. So tonight, as we pray, intercede faithfully for the family here, for the body of Christ. And most of all, trust deeply in our Lord. Because nothing, sickness, fear, failure, not even death, can separate us from his love. No matter what you're facing, and I don't know what you're facing, but I know who's with you as you're facing it. And that's God. God's love remains unshakable. And Paul didn't guess this. He was convinced of this. And I want to ask you tonight, are you convinced of that? Are you convinced that God is with you and he is for you? Nothing in this world can pull you away from the love of Christ. So let that truth strengthen you as you pray tonight and give you courage to stand firm, to have peace and rest. So as we get started, I have a couple of prayer focuses that I'd like us to pray about tonight. I think they're up there. It's healing. Our graduates, we just had our schools, the graduates, discipleship, as we continue to grow to be more like Christ. Our church expansion that we have going on, but also the new season that we're getting ready to go into. As a church family, we're getting ready to go into a new season. It's an exciting season. And I just want to encourage us to pray. I'm going to put some prayer points up there in a minute. But I want to pray for the students right now. Just want to go ahead and pray for them. Because, you know, it's an important time for them. It's an encouragement for them. I don't know if we have any graduates in here tonight. If we do, yes, but we're going to pray for them. Nobody, you're looking around. He's not here. That's okay. But we want to empower them. In James 1:5, it says this: "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and it will be given to him." So if you would, let's pray for our graduates. God, we lift up our graduates right now. They are so precious. And we thank you for their accomplishments. And as they step into this new chapter, this new season of their lives, I ask that you would lead them with clarity and courage, give them wisdom and direction, and most of all, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Guard their hearts and use them as lights into this generation and for the generations to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And also, I want to drop down to the last one, the new season that we're in. I used this scripture before, but I want us to look at that scripture again, Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? Do you see what God's doing in His church? Do you feel the presence of God in His church? And as we get ready to start, and that first one is healing, it says in Isaiah that we are wounds, we are healed by His stripes. So I have some prayer points up on the board here, or on the screen. I want to pray for those healings right now. And if you want to, you can pray out loud. And if there's anyone here that needs prayer specifically, please just raise your hand and we'll come around and we'll pray with you. But I want to take that time to just pray over these prayer points that we have on the screen here. And then we're going to continue on after that. But this is a new season. But it's a season of healing as well. So if there's anyone here that needs a healing, whether it's a spiritual healing or a physical healing, if you would, just raise your hand. We'll come alongside you and we'll pray for you. And if you feel like you want to just pray out, go ahead and do that. Just pray out. The Lord hears you. I just want to share one of these prayer requests that I just picked up in the bowl here. And as I said, we're all going through different seasons in our lives, aren't we? Each and every one of us. You know, when it comes to healing, I don't know if most of you have seen me hobbling around here a little bit, because I've been praying for healing. Something happened to my knee. And well, thank you for all your prayers. I covet those prayers. And that's part of the reason that we're here tonight, is that we can pray for each other. So I want to encourage you, if you need prayer, please just raise your hand. We're here for you. Your brothers and sisters will slide over and pray with you. But I just pulled this prayer request out of the bowl. I want to share it with you. And I want to pray over it with us. And it says this: pray for my friend at work. Her brother, his wife, lost her baby yesterday. Now we can come together and we can pray, and we can offer encouragement and comfort to that person. But God is the one that comforts us. He's the one that knows what we're going through when we're going through it. Father, we thank you for just the opportunity to be here tonight. Praise you, Father, for the peace and the comfort that you provide and the clarity that you give us in times when there's darkness all around us and the loss of a child or the loss of any loved one can seem like a dark time. And your word says in Psalms 23, as we walk through the valley of darkness, it seems dark. But it also says, as we go through it, it's not our final destination. It's just a place that we go through until we get into your glorious presence. And it says that you prepare a table in front of my enemies. And for a shepherd, that meant preparing the pasture to keep the snakes and the vermin away from the sheep, because that was the enemy. So, Father, whatever's in our pasture or on our table, prepare it for us. No matter what we're going through in life, no matter the situations that we're going through, the point is that we go through it, but we go through it with you. So, Father, I lift up anyone here today that needs a touch from you for healing, a spiritual healing or a physical healing, that you would make your presence known to them today. That we would have a fresh encounter with you, that your people here today would pray boldly with the expectation of encountering you, the one true living God, the God who is for us, the God that loves us. And it doesn't matter what season of life we're in. What matters is that we have a God that loves us. Father, we lift this prayer up to you, as we know that you're holding that baby in your arms right now. And that he just got to bypass all of this, which all of this really isn't that great. And he got to be where one day we will all be, in your glorious presence, feeling your love and your presence for all eternity. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. celebrating, isn't it? No more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering, just the glorious presence of our Lord. And we can celebrate that. We can celebrate Joan's homecoming because she is reunited with her husband, but most of all, she's with our Lord. I'm going to give a few more minutes and then we're going to get ready to close. But I want us to just pray for the new season that we're getting ready to get into. You know, the vision that the Lord has given us for His church, because He's given us a vision for that. And we know and we believe that He's going to provide everything that we need, don't we? He always has and He always will. Sometimes it's not what we want, but He provides us with what we need. And what we needed most was forgiveness and salvation, and He provided that through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we know that as God continues to expand His church and His kingdom, that for us, it's about increasing our influence. It's about reaching the lost here in Sebastian, throughout the Indian River County and beyond the borders of Indian River County. In Matthew 16, 18, Jesus said this, "I will build my church, and on the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." God's building His church. But what we know most about the church is the church is not the steeple. The church is the people. And He's growing each and every one of us as we continue to pray for discipleship, that we would become more like Jesus. And everything that we do, everything that we say, so that people would see Christ in us as we share the good news with them. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. It's important just to have a time where we can just have an intimate moment with our Lord and Savior, isn't it? We can just be still and know that He's God. And most of all, thank Him for hearing our prayers. And we know the answers, yes, no, and wait. Really, wait means to grow. The problem with growing, though, is it's painful, isn't it? It can be very painful as we become more like Christ. And we get rid of ourselves to become more like Him. That's what discipleship is. And I just want us to make sure that when we leave this place today, that we reach out to God and thank Him for what He's doing in each one of our lives. And most of all, the victory that we all have because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Because we are more than conquerors, aren't we? We are victorious because of what Jesus did for each and every one of us on the cross. As we get ready for this last song, you can just stay seated. You can do whatever you want. You can stand. But just let the presence of the Lord minister to you as you worship and praise Him for who He is. He's our God.
Jesus.
Amen. Jesus, you alone. That's enough, isn't it? That's all we need. We need Jesus. We need him in our lives. I want to thank you all for being here as we get ready to close. I just want to close with this last blessing, because we live by God's word and the promises in his words. And it says this: may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Thank you all for being here. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.